The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Good morning, Darren.
All right. There's no getting away from the homelessness issue or homeless people and up in your grill kind of stuff. Yeah. Menace or misunderstood is your theme today.
Well, I tell you, it sparked off when a woman wrote to me on Facebook and she laments that the homeless in her area was the biggest problem in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, really? Of all the things that you could lament, the homeless are your biggest problem. So she called them criminals and that kind of thing, and I decided to maybe look into it and see. So the fact is, nobody wants to see beggars on every street corner or encounter them every time you pull up to a traffic light, right? But the reality is that we have massive unemployment and homelessness in this country, and that's why people are at these traffic lights and outside shopping malls in the first place.
Sure.
So unless we can deal with the structural inequalities of our society, this will always be the case.
Mm.
The issue is beggars and the homeless have become associated with crime, if the notice boards on these community groups are anything to be believed. But this is just a perception, and it might well be true in some cases, but it's largely just a perception.
Okay.
And that's the first thing we need to understand. So this whole brouhaha began when there was an ATM robbery in a suburb, and apparently one of the people who was involved was identified as one of the people who regularly asks for donations outside a supermarket in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So this hysterical community then made the link between the homeless as a whole, as a group, and crime, and everyone is now rabbiting on about this like it's gospel. So the crux of the story is that the CPS point of view is that these homeless or displaced people are there because people give them money. If people stop giving them money, they wouldn't be there.
Yes, so I remember this. We had this on air.
Yes, so you can't say that everyone that lives in an affluent area is a mean Grinch. Mm. Because clearly there are people, these people are making money by standing on street corners in these areas. People also drive past and give them money. But this, there's a group of people saying, please stop doing this because it's encouraging criminal elements. The fact, I think what people need to realize is that people are victims of a system that keeps them in abject poverty and without homes.
Mm.
And now these homeless people are being accused of crime. Then there are the affluent people in these areas that are accusing the other affluent people of supporting the homeless and bringing crime into the area.
Mm.
So what is the story here? Effectively, you have two camps. One, oh shame, these people are poor, we need to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And two, these people are vermin, we need to get rid of them. And these community groups, social media that I've been seen, has gone as far as dehumanizing these people, calling them cockroaches and saying that they need to be exterminated.
Mm.
So there are two extremes, and no one actually has asked why we have this problem. No one has brought up the issue of unemployment, increasing urbanization, and lack of social housing. The fact is, our economy is just coming out of a decline, and without an economy that's growing, you can't get jobs or create new jobs. The assumption is that people who live on the streets are uneducated, but this is also not true. Yet the reality is that in this country, even if these people have a matric or even an undergraduate degree, there's no guarantee of getting a job. We're not even in a 21st century economy yet. We're still in an industrialized economy.
Yeah.
And we don't have the skills to support that. We're moving into a knowledge economy now, and we don't have the skills to support that either.
And stats came out yesterday. Unemployment percentage is up again.
100%. But we need to get South Africa working.
Mm.
If that means creating jobs or creating businesses, then that's what we need to do. Preferably create businesses, because businesses create jobs.
Mm.
There will always be people who will see living on the street begging for money as an easy way out, rather than doing some menial job. And then there are those who, because they're on the street the whole day, will become the ears and eyes of criminals. And more criminals are using these homeless people, street side presence, to plot crimes. So we can't go through one radio show fix the systemic and structural issues this country faces. We have a long way to go, but in response to the homelessness, there are support systems in place, social grants and charities which are dedicated to helping get people off the streets with structured programs, supports and skills training rather than just handouts. And coming up, I'm going to tell you about my hierarchy, the food chain, if you will, of these homeless people and what can be done to alleviate the problem.
Nice. Done you.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Terence, I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by this statement of yours. There is a hierarchy of the homeless.
Well, I think so. I've come up with it, right? Yeah. Firstly, I think that our city really should be taking a hard line on people living on the street.
Absolutely.
We need to get together as a city and say, if we want this to be the most livable city in the world by 2030, which is our target, by the way, it's not going to happen if we leave people on the street. We need to shift that somehow. And if the police have identified it as a cycle where they remove people and they come back, then they're obviously not dealing with the root cause. We're not fixing the problem. What we're simply doing is moving people around like pawns on a chessboard. At what point do we admit that this is not working, though? And are we just going to keep wasting resources into moving people from where they are, an eyesore or an irritation, to a shelter, which is not a viable long-term solution?
Sure.
So here's the deal. If you were to do an organogram of homeless people, you would have the traffic light hawker right at the top. From this person, you can get yourself branded sunglasses, imported plastic kites.
Plus, they have their own real estate.
A swatter to keep flies off your Sunday roast, cell phone chargers, and covers, an array of amazing products, which include inflatable toys.
Inflatable maps.
All kinds of things.
I live for those.
So depending
you must
on
know
the
how many nine-year-old birthdays I was saved.
And depending on the weather, you can also get a hat or an umbrella or a lilo for your pool.
Yeah.
So in many respects, they're at the top of the food chain. Then you get the traffic light mime or comedian.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of exchange there.
Yeah.
For an impersonation of a statue, you give me money.
Yeah,
or for a witty comment in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Or a joke that makes you laugh, you pay me too.
Okay.
Next, you get the Mr. Bin. Not a great example, but still providing a service.
Yes.
Put your rubbish in my bag and pay me for it. I'll dump it on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But I still want money for it.
Yeah, yes.
Then you get the guy with some kind of recognizable physical disability, and you can contribute towards that person's food or shelter. And lastly, you get the person who's standing there looking perfectly fine, asking for money. For me, the people that are selling something should be supported to start a business. Perhaps start a consortium that work at flea markets or markets that sell their products. Clearly, they have the money to buy stock. So they have the makings of a small business. The guys who are doing mime or comedy could be supported to develop their craft and put on shows at the amphitheater, which, by the way, is currently not being used for anything. The ones who are picking up trash should continue to do this and get paid for this, paid by the city for this. Of course, they shouldn't be dumping them on the side of the road, but perhaps this could become a wing of DSW.
Exactly, yeah.
Or something, since the city, it's the city's responsibility anyway. And the others need to be taken to a shelter or a place of safety. This is social development responsibility. The solution at the end of the day is not to brand these people as criminals, but to find a way to get them off the street and make sure that they have a sustainable
quality of life. And you're quite right that this issue is not going to be dealt with by just the government. It does need to be government, private and corporate all working together, but understanding that it has to be addressed.
100%.
And it's going to cost and it's going to take some effort, but we can't just leave things as they are.
100%.